Welcome to The Virus. I'm your host, Russell Corona. On this show, I will examine viral videos, photos, urban legends, discuss potential hoaxes, their perpetrators, and the reasons why they persist, even when they are exposed as fakes. Today's topic is serial hoaxers and scam artists. You're listening to Lancer Radio, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24 hours a day from Pasadena City College at www.lancerradio.org. The name Jesse Willems may not seem familiar to you, but he has made and lost several fortunes before his 30th birthday. He is a Canadian entrepreneur that started a business called eDirect Software while still in high school. At first, he would buy cheap software and resell it for a small profit, but as demand grew, he needed more cheap software than he could acquire legally. As customer complaints mounted about eDirect, Microsoft sued Willems and, through a court order, seized his PayPal account containing $200,000 and seized 66,000 shady Microsoft products from his home. Eventually, FileMaker Norton Antivirus also sued Willems for illegally selling their software. Willems was subsequently banned from selling Microsoft products altogether. Willems then began a foray into Wulong Tea, which has a lot of clout among diet craze chasers. Willems targeted a white label company which produces generic products and allows others to slap their own labels on it. One of Willems' websites, dietawards.org, claimed it was the home of a panel of nutritionists, doctors, and one Hollywood personal trainer. The site also claimed that its version of the tea won Diet of the Year at a ceremony held in Staples Center in Los Angeles. No such awards exist. Willems' other website, OprahsDietSecret.com, had splashy pop-up graphics and juxtaposed pictures of Oprah and Willems' tea and other products she never endorsed. Oprah later sued Willems. During this venture, Willems allegedly took much of his website designs from Okuma Nutritionals, which created the Wulong Tea. Okuma sued Willems and settled out of court. Willems also debuted a line of colon cleansers, teeth whiteners, and Akai supplements. Akai supplements exploded after Dr. Oz spoke about their anti-aging potential. Willems decided to sell dozens of each brand of product in an attempt to saturate the market and offer each network or website their own custom brands. This in turn made the networks and websites more enthusiastic about pushing the products for a cut of the sales. Willems also made money by bearing an assortment of charges in the fine print of each product, including ebooks, monthly subscriptions, and other products, as well as hidden extras disguised as random dollar amounts to make the purchases seem legitimate. According to the Federal Trade Commission documents, Willems' call centers had scripts designed to cause confusion and halt progress whenever confronted about fraudulent charges. In the summer of 2009, a Utah company called Dazzle Smile that sells teeth whitening tablets developed by a pair of dentists started receiving strange complaint calls and hundreds of teeth whitening pens barring their names, but were fakes. Dazzle Smile traced the pens to Willems, but the damage was done. Dazzle Smile was now synonymous with online scams, and the sales quickly dropped to zero. Dazzle Smile sued Willems in 2009, and Willems paid an undisclosed settlement. After that, Willems ventured into penny auction sites and has been accused of charging large hidden fees to new users. Willems currently has turned to information services, including driving records, vehicle history reports, and criminal records. His sites include carhistory.org, dmv.us.org, vehiclehistory.com, and vehiclehistoryrecords.com. And yes, there are already hundreds of complaints and negative online reviews accusing his websites of being scams and misleading users. Willems' businesses are full of red flags and suspicious claims, including his first empire. First, Willems' empire was built on cheap software, but it's unlikely a high school kid would be able to purchase large quantities of software legally enough to make it worth a profit. Secondly, his supplements made claims without names or reputation attached to them to back them up. He has been caught with false testimonials, he has been sued by the people he claimed endorsed his products, and his customer service often mirrored that of other scam artists. Also, the products he advertised were really capable of what he claimed they could do. Let me do that again. Also, if the products he advertised really were capable of what he claimed they could do, they wouldn't be free. the company that really offered these miracle products could charge whatever they want instead of trying to entice people with too-good-to-be-true ads. At this point, you might ask why Williams wasn't stopped sooner. Williams hired a search optimization company to create a series of interlinked websites with favorable material and to prevent negative material from turning up. Williams also had his lawyers send threatening letters to anyone who posted an unflattering story. Williams eventually lost a $359 million lawsuit with financial judgment suspended with no admission of any violation of any law. The Federal Trade Commission also seized $991,000 from Williams' PayPal account. It's important to mention that Williams has not been convicted of any crime, as the Federal Trade Commission only has civil authority in Canada. Internet gatekeepers and undermanned federal agencies have a difficult time keeping up with ever-changing internet scams. It's important to be wary of who you do business with and what reputations they hold. There is also evidence that internet gatekeepers have been known to push scam advertisers to the top of search queries, but that is a story for another time. For more information about Williams, there is a great article on theatlantic.com entitled "Jesse Williams, Dark Lord of the Internet." In December 2013, Alicia Hessler made her first attempt at viral fame when she claimed she was beaten on her way home from a nightclub. She offered her attacker a choice: hold a sign that says, "I beat women," or be charged with a crime. She also allegedly wanted to beat her attacker for 10 minutes. Hessler withdrew her complaint and stopped returning phone calls from local police when pressed for details about her alleged attack. First, when police pressed her for details, she disappeared. Also, I hope any victim of violent crime would want the harshest punishment for their attacker, not the human equivalent of dog shaming. On September 22, 2014, Alicia Hessler made her second attempt at viral fame when her story of body modification swept the web. A woman claiming to be Jasmine Tridevil revealed a photo alleging that she had undergone plastic surgery to get a third breast implanted. She said she got the surgery in an attempt to land a reality show on MTV and to turn men off. First, Tridevil is an obvious pseudonym. All the photographs associated with Jasmine Tridevil were posted by her, allowing her to more easily fake and manipulate photos. She also claimed that the surgeon who performed her surgery signed a non-disclosure agreement, conveniently cutting off any potential collaboration. The website jasminetridevil.com was registered to Alicia Jasmine Hessler a few days before the revealing photos turned up. Surgeons are also ethically bound to decline surgery without mental health checks, or to people with disorders, or to people with unrealistic expectations. An interview with a surgeon also revealed the overall process would take about a year. The skin would have been swollen and stitches visible, but her third breast appeared to be smaller and discolored with no stitches. A Tampa Bay TV station also reported that Alicia Hessler filed a stolen baggage claim which included a breast prosthesis. And finally, there were her claims that she got a third breast in an attempt to turn men off. Do that again. And finally, there was her claim that she got breast implants to turn men off. Rumors are also circulating that Jasmine Tridevil also held a young man captive in her Florida home for 2 to 3 weeks before he escaped. The man also claimed she tried to carve her name in his chest. It is unclear if police are investigating these claims, but since then, she has also released a music video and plans to continue to pursue a reality show. Hopefully, this will be the last time she cries wolf. The internet allows anyone anywhere to make almost any claim with little justification and little to no recourse. Such things are dangerous in the hands of a con artist or a person with a warped perception of reality. The source of the information is more important than ever now, as fame and publicity can follow any stunt or claim, allowing anyone to manipulate a story for their personal gain. You're listening to The Virus, hosted by Russell Corona, with new episodes every Wednesday at 2 p.m., available at www.lancerradio.org. You're listening to Lancer Radio, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24 hours a day at www.lancerradio.org. All right, let's do Celebrity Death Hoax after you stop and restart the tape. No one wants to listen to me.